Today's reading is in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1. When you go out to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army larger than your own, you shall not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God is with you, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And when you draw near to the battle, the priest shall come forward and speak to the people and shall say to them, "Hear, O Israel, today you are drawing near for battle against your enemies. Let not your heart faint. Do not fear or panic or be in dread of them, for the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you the victory." Then the officers shall speak to the people, saying, "Is there any man who has built a new house and has not dedicated it? Let him go back to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man dedicate it. And is there any man who has planted a vineyard and has not enjoyed its fruit? Let him go back to his house, lest he die in battle, and another man enjoy its fruit. And is there any man who has betrothed a wife and has not taken her? Let him go back to his house, lest he die in the battle, and another man take her." And the officers shall speak further to the people and say, "Is there any man who is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go back to his house, lest he make the heart of his fellows melt like his own." And when the officers have finished speaking to the people, then commanders shall be appointed at the head of the people. When you draw near to a city to fight against it, offer terms of peace to it. And if it responds to you peaceably and it opens to you, then all the people who are found in it shall do forced labor for you and shall serve you. But if it makes no peace with you, but makes war against you, then you shall besiege it. And when the Lord your God gives it into your hand, you shall put all its males to the sword. But the women and the little ones, the livestock and everything else in the city, all its spoil, you shall take as plunder for yourselves. And you shall enjoy the spoil of your enemies, which the Lord your God has given you. Thus you shall do to all the cities that are very far from you, which are not cities of the nations here. But in the cities of these people that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance, you shall save alive nothing that breathes, but you shall devote them to complete destruction, the Hittites and the Amorites, the Canaanites and the Perizzites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, as the Lord your God has commanded, that they may not teach you to do according to all that their abominable practices that they have done for their gods, and so you sin against the Lord your God. When you besiege a city for a long time, making war against it in order to take it, you shall not destroy its trees by wielding an axe against them. You may eat from them, but you shall not cut them down. Are the trees in the field human that they should be besieged by you? Only the trees that you know are not trees for food you may destroy and cut down, that you may build siege works against the city that make war with you until it falls. If in the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess someone is found slain, lying in the open country, and it is not known who killed him, then your elders and your judges shall come out, and they shall measure the distance to the surrounding cities. And the elders of the city that is nearest to the slain man shall take a heifer that has never been worked, and that has not pulled in a yoke. And the elders of the city shall bring the heifer down to a valley with running water, which is neither plowed nor sown, and shall break the heifer's neck there in the valley. Then the priests, the son of Levi, shall come forward, for the Lord your God has chosen them to minister to him and to bless in the name of the Lord. And by their word every dispute and every assault shall be settled. And the elders of that city nearest to the slain man shall wash their hands over the heifer whose neck was broken in the valley, and they shall testify, "Our hands did not shed this blood, nor did our eyes see it shed. Accept atonement, O Lord, for your people Israel, whom you have redeemed, and do not set the guilt of innocent blood in the midst of your people Israel, so that their blood guilt be atoned for. So you shall purge the guilt of innocent blood from your midst, when you do what is right in the sight of the Lord. When you go out to war against your enemies, and the Lord your God gives them into your hand, and you take them captive, and you see among the captives a beautiful woman, and you desire to take her to be your wife, and you bring her home to your house, she shall shave her head and pare her nails. And she shall take off the clothes in which she was captured, and shall remain in your house, and lament her father and her mother for a full month. After that you may go into her and be her husband, and she shall be your wife. But if you no longer delight in her, you shall let her go where she wants. But you shall not sell her for money, nor shall you treat her as a slave, since you have humiliated her." So today's reading is regarding basically some civil laws for Israel. One concerning warfare, even allowances for those that may not be up to a battle because of, you know, some situation back home, whether it be that they've just finished a homestead, or they have a new wife, those types of things. And even those that might be fearful, for that could destroy the morale of the rest of the army. And then there is the teaching regards to a city that they would fight against, not a city that is part of the promised land, but a different city outside that area, that they should offer terms of peace for whatever reason they've come up against them to fight, that terms of peace should be offered. And if it's accepted, then those people basically become slaves. If they don't accept terms of peace and God gives them into their hand, then they were to kill the male, and then they could take the women and children and livestock and everything else as spoil. But in verse 16 is where he makes that distinction between these cities that he's talking about and the cities that are part of the inheritance, the promised land. In that promised land area, they weren't to leave anything alive because it could influence them. And we do see that influence crop up several times within the Old Testament history. And then finally, in the end of chapter 20, you have some teaching regard to the trees that were to be cut down, not to cut down those trees that produced something that could be eaten. If they were to completely devastate an area around a city, then that city wouldn't support people any longer. I think that's part of what the teaching there is, that they shouldn't devastate the land in such a way. Then in chapter 21, more civil laws regarding an unsolved murder. They find somebody that is killed. They don't know anything about who might have killed them. There's no evidence giving them. So there is teaching regarding whatever city is closest to them to make some sort of atonement for the shed blood of this individual, and to show that they are innocent of that blood because they do not know anything about it, have no way to solve a murder because they don't have any information. So verse 9, you shall purge the guilt of innocent blood from your midst when you do what is right in the sight of the Lord. Then verse 10 goes back to the idea of making war against others. And I deduce that this is talking about, again, those cities that are outside the promised land, since in the promised land they were to kill everyone and everything that breathes. But it states that if you go in to take and go against this other city or against this other area, they make war against them. They're taking some captives, and among those captives, they see a woman that they'd like to take as their wife. There's some teaching regarding it, giving her an opportunity to mourn, giving her an opportunity to be in his home. Basically, I look at this sort of like a cooling off period. Don't make this decision on a spur of the moment. A month goes by, and if at the end of that month you've changed your mind, then she should be free. She's not a slave. So then the woman is able to go off and live some sort of life after that. That completes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.